In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First, I thank our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for granting me this opportunity to be with you and celebrate the Vesper in this blessed church. And I thank His Grace, Bishop Yusuf, for inviting me and Abuna Yonan. And I wish all the success for the service in this church and this blessed diocese. Also, I congratulate you for this very beautiful church. It's the first time for me to come to this church after the building, and also to see the other building for the activities with the gym and hall. May God use all these facilities for the glory of His name and for the promotion of His knowledge and the leading people for the kingdom of heaven. I heard today about this tragic event for the family from this church who lost two of their children and the mother, the grandmother, and I do express my heartfelt condolences to all of you and to the family, and may the Lord support them in this difficult time and to help them to overcome this and to repose the souls of the three who departed in the paradise of joy in the bosom of our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God arranged that is during this blessed fast of the Holy Virgin Mary, the reflection to be on faith. And our faith in our Lord as a caring Father and in His love sustain us in this difficult time, because without faith we cannot please Him, without faith we cannot overcome this difficulty. And we believe that is all things work for good for those who love the Lord. We don't know what is the wisdom, but we surely know that is God. Our God is our Heavenly Father who cares for us, and even if He permits some difficult to happen, but is always He gives help and special support during this time. As Abuna Yonan mentioned, that is today we will reflect together in the faith to guide us to the fear of God. إيمان يقودنا لمخافة الله. And the word faith and the word fear, always we see faith to overcome fear. When we are afraid, our faith sustains us to overcome fear. But how faith to guide us to the fear, or the fear of God? This leads us to say that there are two kinds of fear, godly fear and ungodly fear. And the verse from the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews, which is chosen for today. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. نوح بالإيمان لما أوحي إليه عن أمور لم ترى بعد خاف فبنى فلكا لخلاص بيته فيه دان العالم وصار بارسا للبر الذي حسب الناموس. So what is the godly fear? I remind you of what is written in the Bible about the godly fear. And then we will reflect through three examples: the example of Noah, the example of Abraham, and the example of the early church, how faith led to godly fear. نحن بالعربي بنميز ما بين الخوف والمخافة. نستخدم كلمة مخافة لما بنيجي نتكلم على الخوف المقدس، فبنسميه مخافة، مخافة الرب. In the book of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. هي مخافة الرب بغض الشر. يعني what is the meaning of fear of God is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. رأس الحكمة مخافة الرب، آية مشهورة بس ليها كمالة. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understand. ومعرفة القدوس فهم، معرفة القدوس فهم. The utmost wisdom is to fear God. And the real understanding is to know God. Because if you know God, then you will understand, and it would help you to hate the evil. Also, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. مخافة الرب ينبوع حياة للحيدان عن أشراك الموت. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Because if there is no fear of God, there is no rejection of evil. It will lead to death. Not the physical death, but the eternal death. So the godly fear is not to be trembled from God, but to respect God, to consider His commandment, to know to Him, to understand His works, to be away from the evil. But we cannot achieve this without faith. If we don't believe in God, how we are going to avoid evil? How we can going to respect Him? How we are going to obey His commandment without believing in Him, without believing in His judgment? People, if they don't believe in the day of judgment, then why they will be away from evil? So without faith, because we don't see God, the day of judgment is not yet, so we accept it by faith. Because as the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews gives a definition of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if I see you here, and if I say, مثلاً, Peter is here, I see him. So I don't need faith to say that. But if I say God in our midst, so we don't see God, but we believe that this is the house of God. And when we come to the house of God, then we meet God here, even if we don't see. If somebody call you and your phone rings, then you say hello. If somebody respond, then you will continue to speak. If there is no, you will say hello, hello, nothing, then you will not continue, because you don't hear somebody to talk to. But when you stand to pray, you pray, you speak to God. You don't hear response, but you believe that God is listening to you. You believe God is responding to you. So without faith, you will not be able to pray. But faith helped you to pray, to give you an evidence of things not seen. You don't see God, you don't hear His voice, but you have evidence, you have assurance about Him. So now we move to the three examples, Talat Amsila. The first one is Noah. About Noah, it is written, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. If you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 5, 6, and 7, you may do as a homework tonight to go and read chapter 5, please, the last part of 5 and 6 and 7 of the book of Genesis. So Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. What these things which he was warned? The Lord told Noah, that is the evil of the people now spread, and I will destroy the earth. I will send the flood. And Noah believed on that, believed in the word of God. That is why he moved. He moved by the godly fear. And because he believed, and so long as God said, I will destroy the earth and send the flood, he believed in this word. And there, and this faith led him to fear this judgment, this destruction. So he accepted to build the ark to be saved from the destruction which was going to happen. And the contrary, do you know how long Noah worked in the ark? In Genesis 5:23, in Genesis 5:32, it is mentioned that Noah was 500 years old. When the Lord talked to Noah, his age was 500 years. And then when we move to Genesis 7:6, it is mentioned that is when Noah was 600 years old, then the flood came on the earth. ولما كان نوح ابن 600 سنة صار طوفان الماء على الأرض. يبقى it took him 100 years. During this 100 year, the people saw Noah building a big ark. So definitely everyone come and ask, what is this? Is a crazy person building an ark that big? For what? There is no sea nearby. Why building an ark الناس بتبني مثلا سفن ships في الهاربر near. Suppose in the land there is no seas and people building ships, for what? فالناس كانت بتشوف نوح بيبني في الفلك. فكانوا بيسألوه فيقول لهم ان ربنا بيقول ان في طوفان هيجي, في فلاد هيجي. الناس كانت بتعمل ايه؟ موك ديم, لاف. 1 year passed, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, and nothing happened. But Noah, because of his faith, he moved with a godly fear. He always believed that his destruction will happen, flood will happen, and I have to continue to build the ark. He trusted the word of God. That is why his faith led him, or guided him, to have godly fear, which he saved himself and saved his family. But the other people who did not believe on that, they, all of them, they destroyed. The same also, therefore, in the letter of St. Paul to, in the first letter of St. Peter, he's talking about the Ark of Noah as a symbol of what? Baptism, as a symbol of baptism. When we read in 3, who formerly was disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, the baptism to save us from death. Which death? The eternal death. We all born under the slavery of death. But if we believe and be baptized, then we will be saved. It is written, that is, من آمن واعتمد خلص ومن لا يؤمن إيه يدان. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. But why here the godly fear? If you believe, that is, you need the Savior, and Jesus Christ is our Savior. He came to save us and to save us from the slavery of death. Then we will be moved by godly fear not to be under the slavery of death, not to be ended by eternal death. That's why we believe and be baptized and live the life of repentance. But people who do not believe, there are people, they don't believe in eternal life. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in judgment. Even some Christians now, they promote the idea that is God has unconditional love to the people. Yes. The love of God is unconditional. We agree on that. But this is half of the fact. The other half, that is, to benefit from this unconditional love, we have to accept him. We have to die and rise with him. We have to live according to his commandment. Yes, God wants everyone to be saved. But why not everyone is saved? Because not everyone accepts. So it is true, that is, but people who say there is no judgment, there is no punishment, they deceive themselves and they deceive the others. Because if there is no punishment, then why people will follow the commandment? If they tell you that is the speed limit on the freeway, I don't know how much is here, but in California, it's 65. If they say to a speed limit is 65, but whether you follow or you exceed the speed, nothing will happen for you. Nobody will obey. Why the people obey? Because they move with the fear. Is it godly or not godly? I don't know. But at least the fear of the ticket, let people, when they see the police, slow down. But without this fear, without they believe ticket will be given. يعني في مصر زمان كانت الناس ما يهمهاش يقول لك ايه يعني يعملوا ايه اخدوا رخصة انا اعرف واحد في المور يجيب لي رخصة مش مهم، اسرع زي ما انت عايز واجيب لك الرخصة تاني يوم، مش همه. لكن هنا ما عندوش كده بقى، هنا عارف ان ما فيش. The president like anyone if speed، طبعا هنا the president will not drive and speed up، لكن at least for all the people are equal. ف because they believe there is ticket, they moved by God, by fear to follow. The same also. If we believe in the resurrection of the dead, and there is a day of judgment where God will judge the living and dead, and the people will be on the right and people on the left, and there is eternal life and eternal condemnation, this belief will move us with godly fear to follow the commandment to repent and to work for our own salvation. So, like what happened in Noah, that is, he built the ark because he believed in the word of God and he moved with the godly fear. The same also in the baptism. If we believe there is eternal, there is judgment, there is a resurrection of the dead, and there is eternal life, there is eternal condemnation, then we were moved by the godly feel and believe in Christ and be baptized and live according to the new call which we are called for. Also, John the Baptist said, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him." So if you believe in that, then you will move by the godly fear and you will repent. So this is to show us one example of how Noah, because of his strong faith, he moved with a godly fear and he built the ark and he saved himself and his family. The second example, Abraham. Also, it is in the book of Genesis 22:12. It is mentioned that is when Abraham was about to offer Isaac, as the Lord asked him to do. The angel of the Lord said to him, "Don't lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son and your only son from me." So God appeared to him, which is called the angel of the Lord, which is one of the appearance of the Son in the Old Testament. And he told him, "Don't lay your hand on the lad, on Isaac, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God. You fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me." And then I want to underline your son, your only son. Because this is the faith of Abraham. All of you know that is Abraham had no children, but he had promise from God that is his offspring will be like the sands of the sea, on the shore of the sea. ربنا قال له انت نسلك هيكون كرمل البحر وما فيش نسل خالص. بعدين لما كبر ابراهيم, بعدين he how to solve this problem, then he the idea came from Sarah to have a son from Hagar. This is how Abraham want to solve his problem, and how God promised him to have many children and he had no child as an heir of him. طبعا this solution was not accepted by God and put him in troubles. Ishmael came and the problem started to happen between Hagar and between Sarah. Until today, we still suffer from what Abraham did at that time. Then, God appeared and promised for Sarah to have a child. And she gave birth at the age of 90. Now Abraham was very happy. That is, now at the end, he had a child, Isaac, and the promise of God will be fulfilled, because God, Allah, through Isaac, you will have offspring. Ishaq yud'a lak nasl. Khalas. But all of a sudden, God is telling him, offer Isaac. Tabhar. Was Abraham was not a problem of to sacrifice a child, but it was a challenge for his faith. How God, who promised him that is through Isaac to have offspring, the same God is telling him to offer Isaac. Do you know how he solved this problem with himself? St. Paul revealed to us how he solved this with himself. In 11:17, Hebrews 11:17, I read to you. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. Then listen to this. Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in figurative sense. Yani, Ibrahim حل المشكلة انه آمن ان الله قادر ان يقيم إسحاق من الموت. ما كانش يتخيل ان ربنا هيمنعه من تقديم إسحاق. كان هو مؤمن ان هيقدم إسحاق وبعدين ربنا هيقيمه من الموت. ده كان إيمان إبراهيم. عشان كده هذا الإيمان هو اللي خلاه يخاف الله. يخاف الله يعني ينفذ وصية ربنا. لو ما كانش عنده إيمان إن الله يقيم إسحاق من الموت ما كانش قدم إسحاق. يعني because he believed that is God is able to raise Isaac from dead, from this, that's why he offered him. Now, what is God to told him? That is, now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. It's based on his faith in the power and authority of God to raise Isaac from death. That is, so the same also for us. If we don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, why we fear God? Why we hate evil? Why we follow his commandment is there is no resurrection. There are people, they believe that is, there is no eternal life. There is people will believe that is only the righteous will rise. يعني مثلا, the Adventists, they believe that is, the evil people will perish. Only those who will rise is are the righteous people. يعني ناس الأشرار خلاص هيفنوا, فيش أشرار. مين اللي هيقوم؟ بس الناس الأبرار. طبعا المسيح في جون 5, he said that is an hour will come when those in the tomb will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and one will rise for the resurrection of life and the other for the resurrection of condemnation. تأتي ساعة حين يسمع الذين في القبور صوته فيخرج الذين فعلوا الصالحات إلى قيامة الحياة والذين فعلوا السيئات إلى إيه؟ إلى قيامة الدينونة. يبقى إذن الكل هيقوم, سواء الأبرار والأشرار. يبقى هنا النقطة اللي أنا عايز أقولها إنه إيمان إبراهيم بقدرة الله على إقامة الموتى هي اللي خلته يخاف الله ويقدم ابنه، يعني ينفذ وصية ربنا. لو ما كانش عنده الإيمان ده ما كانش هيطيع وصية الله. هكذا نحن أيضا لو ما عندناش إيمان بقيامة الأموات يبقى إحنا مش هنتبع، مش هيهمنا إيه اللي يحصل بعد كده، طالما إحنا ميتين ميتين وحياتنا هتنتهي بحياتنا على الأرض، فللإنسان يفكر في الأبدية. لكن إيه اللي بيخلي الإنسان يخاف الله؟ إيه اللي بيخلي الإنسان يبعد عن الشر؟ إن عارف إن في أبدية. يبقى إذن الإيمان بيقود إلى مخافة الله. Faith leads to the fear of God. The third example is the early church, the early Christians. In the book of Acts, Acts 9:31, it is written that the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. So description of the church of the early times, the apostolic time, how the church walking in the fear of the Lord. Because they had a strong faith. They had strong faith in the Lord, in His word, in His authority, in His coming. Can always have the sense of the urgency of the coming of the Lord. And this led the church to live, to walk in the fear of God. When we lose this faith, the strong of the coming of the Lord, the urgency, the last hour, we become lukewarm, So to be fiery in spirit, that is, we have to be moved by the, to believe in His second coming, which lead us to always to be ready, to be the, His coming. To be ready to His coming, to ready to meet Him. Always when you put in your mind and believe, that is, you will meet the Lord, either in His second coming or in your coming to Him by death. الواحد يبقى always عنده the feeling or the strong belief that is, the Lord may come at any time and my life may end at any time. And this faith lead us to be always moved by godly fear. عشان كده شعور الإنسان إن حياته ممكن تنتهي في أي وقت ده شعور أو إيمانه بكده، إيمانه كل واحد ممكن يقول كده، لكن هل فعلا بيؤمن بكده؟ لو كانت الناس فعلا حقيقة بتؤمن بكده كان 90% من المشاكل اتحلت، لأن ياما ناس بتبقى in conflict with each other doing bad things، بعدين مثلا زي suffer from terminal disease يقول لك خلاص I'm about to die then start to change, build good relationship, repent because of the terminal disease he or she has the feeling of the urgency of death so he moved by godly fear to repent. But why we wait until we have a terminal illness? Why we wait for that? Death could happen by any reason. We just had the accident like this accident. Of course, these people didn't imagine that they are going to die. They're going for vacation. This always, having this strong belief and feeling with the urgency of meeting the Lord either in His second coming or in our going to Him through this led us to move by godly fear. And this is, was the sense of the early church. عشان كده لما نقرا مثلا في رساله القديس يوحنا نقول انها الساعه الاخيره. The last hour. يعني ايه الساعه الاخيره؟ اقول لك ما هو ده يعني كان من ايام يوحنا وبيقول الساعه الاخيره. هو بيتكلم على الرب قريب. ده كان احساس روحي الانسان يحس بيه. ودايما يشعر انه مجيء الرب مجيء قريب، لان هذا الاحساس او هذا الايمان هو اللي بيخلي الانسان يتحرك بالخوف بالمخافه الله. يبقى اذا في الثلاث امثله اللي احنا خدناها النهارده، سواء في مثل نوح، ازاي ان نوح امن لما ربنا قال انه هيرسل طوفان على الارض، امن بهذه الكلمه، خاف خوف مقدس فبنى الفلك. زي ما مثال المعموديه، ان احنا لو احنا نؤمن ان في دينونه، إذن هنتحرك بخوف مقدس يدفعنا. طبعا احنا كلنا مؤمنين ومعتمدين، لكن نحيا حسب عهد المعمودية اللي احنا أخذناه لما تعمدنا واحنا صغيرين. وطبعا أيضا بالنسبة لغير المؤمن أن يعني تكون دافع لي للإيمان، لأن من آمن واعتمد خلص، ومن لا يؤمن يدان. طبعا ما قالش من لم يؤمن ويعتمد، إن لو ما آمنش يبقى مش هيعتمد، فهي تشمل الاثنين. المثل الثاني اللي هو مثل إبراهيم، زي إبراهيم ان الله شهد لي ان هو يخافه، عشان كده لم يمنع ابنه عنه. طب ليه ابراهيم ما منحش؟ ان كان عنده ايمان باقامه الاموات، عنده ايمان ان الله هيقيم الاموات، عشان كده قدم ابنه. فاحنا برضو بنقدم حياتنا لله لو احنا عندنا ايمان ان في ابديه، وان هذا الجسد سيقوم، وان هيكون في قيامة للأموات. عشان كده احنا في قانون الإيمان بنختمه وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الظهر الآتي. ففي كل صلاة the church remind us that we believe in the resurrection of the dead. This is essential part in our belief. النوع الثالث، المثل الثالث، قلنا الكنيسة الأولى أنها كانت تسير في خوف الله. ليه؟ لأنه كان عندهم دايما احساس ان الرب قريب، باروسيه، الله قريب، انها الساعه الاخيره. فاللي بيدينا الحراره الروحيه كشعب ان احنا احساسنا بقرب مجيء الرب. الناس بتقعد تحسب وتقول لك امتى هيجي المسيح الانتي كرايست، وامتى مش هيحصل ايه ويا ترى، لكن في احساس روحي بقرب مجيء الرب. ده شعور كويس يخلي الكنيسه تنشط. وعلى مستوى كل شخص ان يحس ان هو قد ياتي الرب او هو يذهب اليه. عشان كده كانت القديسه ساره كانت تقول ان انا حينما لما كانت تطلع السلم، كانت لما تيجي تنقل الرجل الثانيه تتذكر الموت، ان قد تموت قبل ما تنقل رجلها الثانيه على السلم. واحد يقول لك ايه التشاؤم ده؟ لا، مش تشاؤم، هو تذكار الموت مش تشاؤم. There is a difference between people who remember death out of despair or losing hope. We as a Christian, we remember this in the opposite, because this is a golden gateway to lead us to meet the Lord. That's why St. Paul considered death for him is gain. اللي الحياة هي المسيح والموت هو إيه؟ ربح. ربح. طب زي الموت يكون ربح؟ لأنه الموت هو اللي بيقربه لربنا، بيخليه يلتقي بالله في لقاء لا يحد الجسد. فكل ما الإنسان يبقى عنده هذا الشعور إن حياته دي بخار يظهر قليلا قليلا ثم يضمحل. ودي حكمة ربنا. يعني احنا ساعات نسأل Why God permit that is all people who are 60 sorry 60 now is not old 80 90 is still alive and young people in their teenager or in their 20 die. Why God permit people who are very sick and still alive and people very healthy and they die? And we always ask why. The answer is God giving us effect. What is this fact? Fact that is, everybody one day will die. We all agree on that. يوم من الأيام هنموت. The second part of this fact is, there is no certain rule of this. مفيش قاعدة للموت. مفيش قاعدة للموت. يعني مرة واحد راح يعمل تشيك اب. فطلع عملوا له تحاليل ونزل تحت يستنى عشان نتيجة التحاليل. وهو قاعد waiting مات. وطلعت نتائج التحاليل ان كله سليم. تقول لي هم غلطوا؟ لا ما غلطوش. ما غلطوش. ممكن واحد يجي له sudden heart attack. يعني مش المستشفى غلطت ولا المعمل غلط. لكن we don't know. ممكن the grandfather lives and the grandchild dies. There is no rule. That's why the benefit of that, what is the benefit? Is to be ready. So the young one will not say, okay, still long time for me. Or the healthy one will say, oh, I am healthy. Still, there's still hours. So God in his love to us, because God cares for our eternal life, not for this life. Because this life is temporal. People may live whatever years to live, but at the end will come. Nobody will live forever. But why not to live forever? Why God not allow us to live forever? And people are struggling to have long life, which is the legitimate intention. But at the end, whatever you take, do exercise, eat healthy food, do whatever to do, have the best health insurance in the country, one day you will die. Why kings died? Why president died? Because if we live here forever, then we will not have a share in the eternal life. This is the body here is limited. And St. Paul explained it by giving a nice analogy. He used the analogy of the seed, Bezer. And suppose you have a seed, which is very nice, you like it. And you want to keep this beautiful seed, so you put it in front of you. And you look at it day and night. But it will remain a seed. Sacrifice it and put it in the ground. Bury it. What you will get? You will get a tree. Which is more beautiful, a seed or a tree? What do you like? If you trade a seed with a tree, of course, the tree is much, much better. But there is no way for this seed to be a tree except through burying it. The same also for us. There is no, whatever our body is beautiful and this life is comfortable, but is nothing in comparison with the eternal life. It is nothing in comparison with the glorified body we are promised to be given. But there is no way that is this body to change and to be glorified body except through this. This is the only way. So whatever the pain of this may be, but this is the only way for the glorification. Whatever the pain you will suffer when the seed you will sacrifice looking at the seed for a while, but you sacrificed with the hope that this seed will be a tree. The same also. We comfort when people pass away because we believe that is this body which be buried and turned to be dust. This is not the end of this body. But it will be transformed to be the glorified body. The same also happened with the disciples. The disciples, they loved the Lord Jesus Christ. His crucifixion was a shock for them. But the only way of salvation is the crucifixion. His death on the cross. When they see all the gifts given to them after the resurrection, they be proud of the cross. حاشا لي أن أفتخر إلا بصليب ربنا يسوع المسيح. ما كانش التلاميذ بيفتخروا بالصليب ده. لما المسيح قال إن ابن الإنسان ينبغي أن يسلم، بطرس قال له حاشات يا رب أن يكون لك هذا. لكن هم إمتى قبلوا الصليب بألمه؟ لما شافوا بركات الصليب. فإحنا بنقبل الموت بألمه لما بإيماننا بالبركات اللي بيحصل بيها الإنسان بالموت، براحته من أتعاب هذا العالم والمجد اللي بيحصل به الإنسان. فدايما الإيمان، إيمان يقود الإنسان إلى مخافة الله. إيمانه وجود الله، بدينه بحكم الله، بقدرته على الإقامة من الأموات، بمنحه لنا الحياة الأبدية. إلهنا الصالح يقوي إيماننا ويعطينا دائما أن نحيا في مخافة الله. له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. آمين.